the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. A departing Conservative MP in the Elgin, St. Thomas, London South riding won't endorse any candidate to take her place, not even the Conservative candidate. Today, I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Brian Williams about Karen Vecchio's career and what's next for that riding. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm well, Rachel. How are you?
Good, good. Karen Vecchio, let's talk about her. She was the MP for 10 years in this riding. They just recently, it has a new name. So it's called Elgin St. Thomas London South. It was Elgin Middlesex London before. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's right. It was redrawn for this upcoming election.
That's right. Okay. So if you're not aware, your riding has a new name. So she's been the MP for 10 years and she's stepping down. So why did she decide to leave?
Well, she thought there was a number of reasons. I mean, one was being in Ottawa, she's away from her family for half the year. So she cited that as a reason. She did say that she had always kind of planned on being in politics for 10 to 12 years. And this is the decade mark. And she did mention that being removed from as chair of a committee, the Status of Women Committee, did kind of make it easier in her decision to exit politics.
Why was she so upset about the dismissal of being chair of that committee?
Well, she was super passionate about the work that she had done with it. I mean, when I asked her, what were your highlights of, you know, serving that riding? And she said that serving on that committee was one of the biggest highlights. So, you know, being really passionate about it, that was one of the reasons that being removed was just, I guess it just made it easier for her to decide to leave.
Sure. Do we know what her plans are for the future, what she's going to do after this?
She said she wants to take a little bit of time to figure it out. She's going to spend some time with her family. But as far as a re-entry into politics, she didn't seem like that was in the cards.
Okay. All right. She did say when you were talking to her that she's not endorsing anyone to succeed her, not even the Conservative candidate who is seeking election to succeed her, who is Andrew Lawton. Why won't she endorse any candidate?
Well, what she said was she thought she really had to believe in the candidate she was endorsing. And one thing that she said to me is, you know, you got to own what you say. And you know, she walks the walk. And so for her, like she said, she has to really, really believe in a candidate she's going to endorse. And this time around, she just didn't feel like she was going to endorse any candidate.
She mentions that the Conservative Party is very big. What does she mean by that?
I think what she meant was the party itself has a lot of different people with a lot of different perspectives. Maybe there's some overlapping, maybe there's some differing. But the feeling that I got from what she said was the party's just a big place with a lot of different perspectives. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best way that I can sum it up.
She says she entered the Conservatives kind of from the middle, and she says Lawton entered more from the right, and you know, their values just don't necessarily align.
Well, I mean, Karen was very guarded with what she wanted to say. She did say that she didn't think their values were the same. She did indicate that, you know, she felt she was more to the center. So I think, you know, I think that she believes she's more of a progressive candidate. I think that she believes that Andrew's just a little bit more right than she is. So, like I said, you know, she didn't want to elaborate too much on it. She just didn't think that, or at least that's what she conveyed to me, is that she didn't think their values were totally in sync, I guess I would say.
Sure. She said she seemed very almost guarded in what she was saying. Did you feel that?
Well, I think she just has a lot of decorum. I think that she, you know, she only wanted to say what she wanted to say. And you know, she wanted to exit with some grace. And I think that that's the way she is leaving, essentially.
Okay, let's talk about the Conservative candidate, Andrew Lawton, who we should mention is married to a London Free Press employee. He's not new to politics. He has run before. Is that right?
Yeah, he actually ran in the provincial election back in 2018 for the London West riding.
Okay, but he didn't win that one. But he is being accused now of being kind of parachuted into this riding, Elgin St. Thomas London South, by Conservative insiders. Does he live in this riding?
So when I asked him, he didn't confirm or deny if he lived in the riding. The feeling of the nomination process was that he didn't have longstanding ties to the community, whereas two of the other nominees, one grew up one grew up there, and another did have longstanding ties. And I know that one of the nominees had indicated that he felt that Andrew had kind of been dropped into that because it is a long time Tory riding. I mean, it's been blue since 2004 when Joe Preston, who is St. Thomas's mayor, took office. So I think there were just some concerns about that.
Okay. There was also some criticisms over the nomination process for Lawton to be nominated. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. Well, one of the nominees, he kind of felt that he was being pushed out of the nomination race. One thing that he asserted was that there was a technicality, but he asserts that the technicality didn't actually exist. That kind of forced him out. That forced him out of the race, bringing it down to kind of a two horse race between Andrew and another candidate or another nominee, Anthony Shields. And the nominee that was ended up being catapulted out of the race, Tony Brooks, he felt that he was being disqualified to up Andrew's chances. Andrew actually said that he thought that the process should have allowed Tony Brooks to be in, but Tony Brooks felt that, you know, he was being dropped into the race to win that long time Tory riding.
I see. Okay. Lawton also wrote a book about Pierre Poilievre, which just came out last year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, he was the author of Pierre Poilievre's biography. Yeah, again, which came out last year. I haven't read the book, but I think it kind of shows a connection between the two.
Yeah. Okay. He's also been controversial in terms of some of his past comments online. Critics have called them homophobic and racist. Can you expand on some of the comments? Maybe we'll just kind of reference them generally. And has Lawton said anything? Has he addressed any of that?
So I haven't spoken to him directly about the comments that were made, but in a previous CBC story, he did address them as saying that that's not his viewpoint. And that was back in 2018, around the time that he was running. It was one of the Liberal candidates at the time that kind of accused him of the comments. But I mean, the comments in question are between 2005 and 2013, according to the CBC article. So these were made a long time ago.
Sure. 12 or more years old, really. Yeah. Okay. So who are some of the other candidates in the riding? Because we've talked about the Conservatives a lot, but of course there are others.
Yeah. So Stephen R. Campbell, he's running for the People's Party. The Liberal Party's candidate is David Goodwin. He's a longtime Elgin County resident. And Paul Piggin is running for the NDP. And he was just announced, I believe, a day or two ago that he was going to be running in this riding.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how things shake out, of course, at the end of April. And we'll definitely be watching your reporting at lfpress.com. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thanks as always, Rachel.